Good day to you. I'm so excited that this is the last episode in the series of five agricultural business with high cash flow potential. I'm so happy. We started from feed business to poultry business, layer business to agro commodity trading business, down to farm staffing or agricultural staffing business. And now, lastly, I know you're waiting for what the next one is, right? Okay, before I tell what the next one is, these are not the only ones that can give you a cash flow. I could go up to even 10 self, but I've just like to limit it to five, I beg. Because whoever have something to do would not wait for 2,000 informations to decide what they want to do. They just see little, ask more questions and jump into it. But if you don't have anywhere you're going, you can easily get distracted by several informations you don't need. But now let's get to the fifth one. The fifth we're looking at is fish business, right? Fish business, fish production, right? Fish production. There are several things in fish production, but I'll let you know very shortly. All of them are cash flow potential, all of them. So I'll tell you different kind of operations that are in the fish value chain and which one I want to focus on right now. But of course, all of them are cash flow potentials. All are cash flow potentials, and they are equally enticing. Of course, so now that I've given you like the fifth one and then you are seeing it, so let's look at it. Fish as a business, right, typically moves fast because in Nigeria we have two major breeds that are domesticated, and that's the tilapia and the catfish, right? These are the two domesticated fish that are being produced in seclusions, and they are very, very high pace business, particularly depending on the value chain part you're looking at. There's the fingerling, there's the hatchery process that brings out the fryers. Then there's the fingerlings, there's juvenile, then there's the melange, melodge, well, which is spelled as melange, right? Melange. But Nigerians will call it melange, melange. That's what we call it, but it's just melange. And that's production, and then there's the table size grow out phase. And so you can see that there's already five places you could key yourself into: the hatchery process, the fryer, the fingerlings, of course, it's actually that leads to the fryer, right? The hatchery leading to the fryers, then the fingerlings, then the juveniles, then the melange, and then there's the table size grout phase. So, and all of these things, from if you're going to do it from beginning to the end, you're typically looking at raising those beds for almost a year. Like, you're going to do all those things for almost a year, right? But if you're looking at doing different parts, they all have different periods. Like the hatchery, those are going to come and help you hatch it, or if you can do it yourself. If you're going to hatch, you're going to hatch within a few weeks, yes, to a month thereabouts. Then the fryer is going to take another few weeks to a few months. Then, of course, the juvenile probably take almost 3 months, 4 months thereabouts from the hatchery to down to the juveniles before you are now giving it to the melange. Melange take 2 to 3 months, while the table size take from the melange stage and that 2 to 3 months to get to that stage. So you can see it's like almost 2 to 3 months in between. So where do you stick yourself? It depends on where you want to catch, right? So me, I would always advise you that there are two places that you can easily stick yourself for high cash flow. When I mean high cash flow, it means fast-paced money, like money keeps coming in very, very frequent for you. So you could key yourself into a juvenile production, or you could key yourself into the melange production. Now, the melange production are the fishes you typically see days in doing all those dry stock fish that they export to the US, to the UK, to the Netherlands, to China. All those fish that they're exporting are largely at melange stage. Only few reach table size grout phase, but they are majorly at melange stage. And it's very, very important that you know how to disperse it. You can do high production and sell them at melange, and it's keep flowing. Every three months you're selling, three months you're selling, three months you're selling. There is no stopping. Like, you keep stocking, restocking, stocking, restocking, stocking, restocking, and you can make millions. I mean, literal millions from this project, right? So if you're not into this place, there are some things that you need to know right before you start. Fish can get complicated in the sense that if you joke with their timing of feeding, which is like the most primal warning that you should get, if you joke with their feeding and their timing of their feeding, you could literally enter a conundrum where you are feeding your fishes and they're not growing. That's something that you have to avoid at all costs, at all costs. So whoever you're going to employ to do this part has to be time conscious of how it feeds them. It doesn't joke with their time. And then it feed them yesterday at 7, then it's feeding them tomorrow at 10, then it's coming back to feed them at 9, then it's going back to 11, then it's coming back to 7. No, you're already raising yourself for a trigger of problems, and they would miss their mark. That's one. So if you're also doing 18 ponds in a place where there's high water, low, there's water situation around there, then please and please and please and please understand that alligators are plenty when there's plenty waters. So they don't go and be eating your fish, right? You don't want to have that. I've seen that literally happen to people and then they reduce their quantity. Three, please always look at where you buy your fingerlings and juveniles from. As when you're doing melange, cannibalistic stock can actually waste your money. If your chickens are, your fish are eating each other because of where they came from, please avoid that. Look at your stock very well and don't have issues with them. Fish eat fish, and you don't want to have too many of the fish eating fish in your fish, or else they would eat up your stock and then they would eat your food that you're giving to them. They will equally eat their brethren to grow. So you want to buy from places where the fishes doesn't have that stupid tendency to eat themselves as a way of life. Instead, you want to have a place where they get to only eat what you want them to eat per time. You don't want to waste your energy and strength on that. Also, you want to make sure that you keep their house tidy. Take out water when you have to take it and put it in when you have to put it to ensure aeration is there. You can also get some mini devices and gadgets and equipment that can actually aid in many of these things that you're doing. Now, at the end of the day, your sales are almost instantaneous. Most people that buy melange or juveniles usually buy them in high quantity and they come ready made, right? So they don't come here buying one or two, they're buying basket, or they bring cars and pack everything. That's who they are. So that's why I say that this high cash flow, not the one you'll be selling table size and then you will now look like people are buying 1, 5, 10. No, this one's, I buy it in thousands and then they use cages. They don't even use this, and they measure them and just pack them and go. And they pay you package. So that is where you are. And that is the fifth. I wanted to keep it below 5 minutes, but now it's already almost 7 minutes. But nonetheless, the important part is you got something. You learned something. And right now you want to take action, but you don't know where to start, how to start, and what to do to start. Please reach out to me. I can help you achieve it. 081-10-2605. Right? If you are in Nigeria. But if you're not in Nigeria, you want to still message me on WhatsApp. +234-8110-2605, and then you'll be able to reach out to me or across my social media and just leave me a message. Plenty I'll respond there, or you could leave a comment on this as well. Equally respond. I do hope someone takes this and move forward. It's really important if that person does, and I can't wait to start seeing your success story materialize for all of you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening so far. This all five stuff I take me almost 2 months to complete, and I'm so excited that I'm completing it for someone out there to benefit from it. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.